Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 254. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
How are you, Ray? How are you?
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I just came from TBRU.
Oh, is your butt sore?
Just a little because of sitting.
Oh, okay.
I just sat there. Yeah, just recorded a podcast last Saturday, and it was fun. And yeah, it was great because I was able to, you know, work with Shannon and Vito. Everybody knows Shannon. And Vito is from San Diego. He's I'm a 619 Bearcast, okay. But we also got to record with the president of Dallas Bears. You know, they really did a great job. They had 1,006 attendees, and that's a lot. It's Kurt Brooker. And
well, congratulations!
Congratulations to the Dallas Bears. Yeah, it's awesome. And also, we also had Gary. He's a musician. He's a he did the commercials. I think what does he do? He did the Zoom 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 by Mazda. Zoom Zoom Zoom, and the other one. Pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. McDonald's, the McDonald's one. Yeah, he did that, and he's an awesome guy. He's very talented. But yeah,
did you get to do an intro for us?
Yeah, we can have him. Yeah, I could ask him. Yeah, do an intro for us. Yeah. We can do that. So it's a big weekend for me. And Sunday night, I just got bared out. I got so bared out. I just wanted to relax. After going to the Hidden Door and meeting people there, and I just had to go back to the hotel and rest. I didn't watch Knowing. Did you guys see a movie this weekend?
Uh-uh.
No? Mm-hmm. What did you guys do? What did you guys do?
Let's see. Friday night, I watched the last episode of Battlestar Galactica.
Oh yeah, I'm in the middle of that right now.
And then Saturday, stayed around the house, did some work here. Then I went and bought Twilight because it was out. Bought my first Blu-ray disc.
You have a Blu-ray player?
Yeah, I got one for Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know.
And had some friends over Saturday night, and we watched Twilight.
Was it any good? Are there? Oh, I've seen Twilight. It's just that did it have an extended? Is it an extended one or something?
No, they just said no. It's regular DVD Blu-ray disc.
Blu-ray disc.
So, and then Sunday I got up. Me and Julio worked on some company stuff. We picked the top 20.
Oh, you're now website. You're now filtering it. Okay.
So, and let's see what else. And then that afternoon I had to go to Southern Country's little hoedown they were having and do a reception for them. And well, there's a lot of free alcohol left over, so I need to say I had a little too much to drink Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. You missed a great run. There's a lot of chasers in this time.
Well, there was one from San Diego that I've been talking to for years that actually come up, that actually went to Dallas, and I started to go up there just so I could see him, but anyway.
Yeah, he might come next year. Maybe.
I'll be back next year.
Awesome. Oh, by the way, I should tell you, I kind of fucked up with the audio on the videos. Oops. Okay.
Fix it in post.
I'll try my best. Okay, listeners, I'll be posting the videos very soon with Shannon and Vito. And this part is with Mac and Gary. I kind of screwed up with the audio, so bear with me. I should have... technically, there was a problem with the limiter, and I just screwed up. So I'll tell you more about it on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Yeah, it's going to be some disclaimer that it's going to be probably a little distorted, but you can see the guys, you can see the bears. Okay, Sunday before going to the bars, I got to going for the barbecue. I got to see Excalibur, and we recorded a recap of the whole whole weekend. So yeah, so he hit your place for a moment.
That's okay. He's been in that seat before. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. So he knows what to do. And thank you. Thank you so much, Roy. Okay, so let's go on with the audio there. Our recap of TBRU. Okay, hey everyone, this is Nard, and joining me here is
Roy. Believe it or not, it's Excalibur, Roy.
It's back, he's back.
I should bang the audio right now saying, what is it?
Oh my god, it's Excalibur!
Anyway, so welcome back again. It's been a long time.
Quite a long time, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here are some reactions. I guess we're going to react on the weekend of TBRU.
Yeah, we got a reaction from a person who actually stayed at the event and then someone who crashed the event this year, which was me. So.
Okay, bad boy.
I'm fixing that next year.
But
so.
Friday, you went to the hotel room at Friday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we arrived here Friday afternoon to hang out.
Okay.
And went upstairs and the decor is 100 times better than last year's.
Did you see the carb stuff?
We did, but it looked a lot better than the carousel of doom. You know, that looked like the box.
There are people taking pictures
from China,
but this year it's it's very elaborate and hard cardboard and it's good reconstructions.
Well, the thing
stuff.
That's bad, though, is it's all piled up in the corner over there now. And Chris made a comment saying it looks like TBRU 9/11.
So. I did take pictures of it, so
I got pictures. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we gotta post that somehow. Yeah, it was fun. Now I arrived here actually Thursday night. Mm-hmm.
I had something on my
pimples.
List. Yeah.
Okay.
For all you pimple popping fetishes out there, I just popped a pimple. There you go.
You're not cleared up yet.
Yeah, I'm not cleared up yet.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So Friday, Thursday.
Excuse my beauty.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's audio right now, so it's okay. So yeah, we went to. I arrived late night. Mm-hmm. I got to see Shannon for the second time, and we kind of
finally got
out.
To meet his partner Luke for the first
yes,
time.
Yes, me too. Yeah, Beefy Bear. He's pretty hot. Yeah. So
Shannon needs to keep a lock and key on that kid.
And he's very nice. We hanged out. We drank a little inside the. What is it? The hospital suite.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. We had mojitos. I don't like mojitos too much. I just
really?
Tried it for the first time.
See, I used to drink those like crazy. I miss
so
those.
Sweet. The mojitos, the drinks, the bottled ones.
Oh, no, those I haven't had. I'm talking
it's too
like
sweet.
I was talking
it'll
like
kill
the
you.
Actual mojito.
Oh, that's right. That would kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would give you a shock. But,
yeah, my drinking days are over, and goddamn, I miss it.
So after that, just had Shiner boxes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Yeah, so yeah, we just hung out and took some pictures, of course, and it was fun. But I had to crash early because I drove for 5 hours.
Yeah,
and the only thing that kept me going was just a bottle of Dr. Pepper and grape jelly Twizzlers, homemade from Centerville.
Breakfast of champions.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was fun. Yeah, it kept me going. But that's my actually my late dinner that time.
That's nutritious.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the next day, Friday, we kind of planned to eat breakfast. So and I and Brian from Minnesota. he's we all went with a couple of more friends. Tony, who else? There's one more. I forgot. Oh, sorry.
Mystery
for listening
guy.
To the mystery guy. Yeah, so we went to Cafe Brazil. Have you guys tried Cafe Brazil?
Yeah, we love Cafe Brazil.
They have these chorizo chimichanga. Wait, chorizo empanadas.
How are those?
Just pretty good.
I've had the breakfast chili relleno there once. It's really good.
Okay.
Really,
and then this gourmet coffee. What is it? The
coffee bar is amazing.
The coffee bar.
Yeah.
It's cranberry. Yeah, the cranberry coffee. And just put Smith & Lowe in it, and yeah, it's a pretty small, strong scent.
Yeah, the variety of coffee that they have available is mm-hmm. just amazing. You can just actually go there and drink
and
all
there's a lot.
Long.
You know,
yeah.
You can, of course, coffee, just like any other impression. And yeah, we enjoyed it. You know, Shannon enjoyed it, and it was awesome. And yeah, we went back to the hotel.
I was going to say, you and Shannon went back to the hotel room,
We made love. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, we just
you went back to rehearse for the show.
Yeah, that's right. Well, not really.
You went to go rehearse for that massage.
Oh, okay. It was funny because what is it? Brian and Shan were just making fun of me because, you know, we were talking about RuPaul. And there was this Filipina.
Were they calling you Angina?
They were calling me Nargina.
Nargina.
So, Nargina. Those bitches. So, I'm
Nargina. They're calling you Nargina now instead of a measurement of height.
That's right. Yeah, it used to be a measure of height, and now I'm Nargina. I should start shaving my head and
start wearing little foo-foo hats. And
it sticks stuff on the top of my head. And then kiss, like...
Yeah, kiss, like you're mashing your lips.
They kiss because they don't want to mess up their makeup. Mm-hmm. But I don't do that. I kiss all the way anyway. So yeah, that was fun. It was good to hang out with them during breakfast. And then we did a little shopping and stuff, and pretty much it. That was Saturday. So that's Friday. Friday. In the afternoon, 2 o'clock, I got a massage.
Yeah.
A prostate. No, not prostate. It's just a massage.
Sure, it wasn't a prostate massage.
I'm sure it's not. It's actually just with Mikey, if you know Profundis.
Yeah, I need one of these years I'm going to be able to afford a massage from him. So.
Yeah, it's really cheap compared to the little ones now, about $55 at the runs. Yeah, it's pretty good, and we kind of recorded.
Yeah, I read about that, and yeah. I was like, I saw it on his...
This is called the chicken wing. This is called the iron fist.
Oh, my God. You know?
Nargina and happy endings.
Yeah,
Nargina and happy endings.
No, no happy endings. No. Very professional. I really enjoyed it.
This is called the what's my name, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's fun. It's great. And it's a very nice guy. I highly recommend it. He's going to be at Bear Pride. So, guys, check him out, bearpaws.org. And, yeah, book a massage with him. It's awesome. And yeah, after that, well, clothing discouraged. Yeah, sorry, Kai. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ray, hello.
Thank you for last night. I had fun.
Oh, okay.
Just don't tell Dave.
All right. Okay. All right. Catch you later. Shh.
Ooh.
That was on the record. You recorded. I'm not editing. Sorry. David, if you're listening, sorry. Okay.
Nar.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I'll beep that out. You
know? Oh, I'm advertising. If I was advertising, there'd be a hole in the center of my crotch.
Anyway, I met a lot of people. A lot of listeners from Maryland.
A lot of new faces this year at TBRU, I noticed.
That's right.
A lot of new faces, a lot of couples.
That's people from Canada.
From Canada?
Canada. People from Canada. Yeah. And we met a couple. And some, I should say, rice queens, or how do you say, admirers of chasers. Anyway, he's a bear.
I was going to say rice queens are the ones that go after the Asian
Asians,
guys,
yes,
so.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I met some, and it's good chatting with them. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And Saturday dinner. Wait, what happened Saturday? I can't remember what happened.
It's all a blur, huh?
It's all a blur. We didn't have lunch at... Oh, we went to Genghis Grill over there at the Technology...
How was it?
No. Northwest Highway. It's always good. I love Genghis Grill. Okay. Hi, Chris. Chris is over. Hi. Chris is the one who introduced me to Genghis Grill probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. We went there and... Of course, I have to go for seconds.
Of course, you have
have to go. Always have to go for seconds. Yeah. But it's fun. And when we went there, people were ahead of us. There were about 10 people there already from the run. And, yeah, we got together, and the looks of the face and the face of the people, you know, the people there, just looking at
these
us.
Fat people. Oh,
these
no.
People. But, yeah, they were kind of worried that we're going to...
Run out of food,
yeah. But it's
someone was telling me, I can't remember, what restaurant was it that they said that they... That was Jack in a Box. Apparently Friday night, Jack in a Box ran out of food.
Oh, my God.
A place that's open 24 hours and supposed to have anything available.
24 to the late,
anything
open.
On the menu at any time you want. Jack couldn't guarantee that there was enough food for bears, apparently.
They did not anticipate this
run.
Oh, yeah. I should learn. Oh, okay. Something I noticed when I went downtown. Cedar Springs area. They were really bringing it up. All this TBRU,
they were really,
the show, the stores, they're all bare themed.
They really promoted it this year, yeah.
And what surprised me, one of the video stores there, they actually had
tape lenders.
I don't know, but I forgot what it was. But it's got a display and everything. Got bare finale. Oh God. If Brian from LA is listening to this, Bear for now, he hates
Bear Familia.
He really hates the bear talk. But anyway, that, and they have a bear calendar with full.
Wow.
I don't know. Is that legal here?
No, that's not. Tape blenders apparently showing full frontal nudity in the
calendars.
Window. Calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not like.
That's not right.
Well, yesterday, last night at the contest, someone was showing their ass off, and they didn't have the ass crack covered with 1 inch of fabric.
What did they do?
Nothing.
He won.
He won. That's what he did. He
okay.
won. He showed his ass, and he won.
But there's a cop waiting for him outside. No,
probably, yeah.
No.
You showed your ass in Dallas. You're arrested.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. But, he won, I guess.
He won, so.
Maybe he had the hairline floss or something, you know? I don't know.
Or maybe he has a prison fetish.
What did it happen? I didn't get to go.
You know what? The contest ran very smoothly this year. They actually got the whole contest done in an hour and 15 minutes.
No, that's rare.
Yeah, it was just like zip, 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 and it was done.
They just went up.
On average, it was 4 to 6 hours. But
wow.
Yeah, not this year. This year, it was over and done. I was very impressed with that.
Well, there's no budget for entertainment, too, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they
but
said
in between.
Well, they said that they were going in a different direction this year.
Yeah.
So they separated the dinner from the contest, which in my opinion is a good idea because you're gonna have a heavy card where you don't want to sit there about 4 to 6 hours dealing with this contest while you're dining on chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes. Yeah. And
actually,
and
what?
Unfunny drag.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh God! Okay, no names.
No names.
Okay. All right. So, actually, the dinner.
I heard the dinner was awesome.
It was at the. I forgot to take. I only took pictures of the big bear flag, but at the World Trade Center. And
to which one of Chris's friends saying, "I'm surprised it's still standing," and we're like, "Different World Trade Center, Mister."
That's right. Mm-hmm. But it was big, very good venue. And the food was great.
It's still there, yeah.
And it was great because it's a big space and there's not much talking. Well, Mac announced stuff like, thank you for coming and we'll see you at the contest or we'll see you at the bars. But yeah, they had usual veggies and breaded chicken and pork.
A nice
it was
variety
awesome.
Of food.
And
yeah.
The rosemary potatoes. I loved it. I took the first bite and it was real good. Kudos to the caterer.
It's the World Trade Center. It better be quality food.
Oh yeah.
So.
And many people I was talking to, they said they've never been inside before. I've never been inside.
We drive by all the time, but we never go inside. So. Yeah, I thought you had to actually be like some sort of important dignitary or something in order to go into the World Trade Center. So the fact that they...
Not just some tired old fat queen,
yeah.
Yeah, we were there. It was quick. And, I got to meet this guy, Jim, from Minnesota. From Minnesota. He's the visual effects designer of Battlestar Galactica.
Ah.
So, yeah, we plan to have him on the show soon. It was awesome to talk to him. But
ask him why the ending of the show sucked.
Oh, it did? I don't know. It's still good, so.
Good. You've been over here. I've seen you, like, once.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. We have here Bob Bouton from Houston. Hello.
Oh. We're not saying that. We're not telling anybody.
Okay, we're not doing that. Okay. Shh. Bob Bouton is here. No, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Okay.
Chinese geisha, you.
Quiet. Don't tell anyone. Hold on, Mike is gone. But anyway, yeah, Bob Bott in the house. Bye. Right. Yeah, he's the MC. He'll usually MCs for Louis.
Okay.
Louis Weekend in Houston. Yeah. So, yeah, after that, what else did we do? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Saturday, we did go. Oh, that's Saturday night. We went to the bars, check out the Eagle. There's two bars now. The Eagle and the New Eagle. I don't know what that would be. The Falcon. I don't know.
Falcon.
It's just across the Eagle. And
yeah, they finally opened it up.
Yeah.
It was like just first weekend though.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like a permit, 4-day permit, something like that.
Yeah.
Just to accommodate all. But there's more people there than the old one. Although I like the old one. I like the...
You
like
the seediness of the old one where
yeah.
You step on the ground, you got to be careful that you don't catch anything.
Yeah. That's really the stepping thing. Yeah, but there's not too many people. There's not too many people in that one. But it was fun. I liked it. And well, before that, we went to Roundup. That's pretty standard. You know,
yeah.
It's lots of people dancing and just the usual, you know, two-step.
Mm-hmm.
And there are weird, unusual steps that I saw the evening. So it was weird. Well, now, what did you guys do Saturday?
Saturday, we went to the contest, and it was so fun because, you know, everyone's gathered around watching the contest, and then you have the drag queens waiting in the back of the bar just staring at the contest going, get it done. We want to dance. We want to dance.
But that's before 10, so they can do it, right?
Yeah, so yeah, that just yeah, it just cracked me up because they were all in their own little like clique, and
okay.
I was just like, oh, you'll get it in a minute. Hold on a second. but yeah, we did that. We hung out down in the neighborhood for a while, and went to go inside Skivvies and look at the underwear du jour.
I went there last night. When I called you, that unfortunate news thing.
Yeah,
we're not gonna talk about it. But
did you see the mesh underwear that basically like the neon pink mesh underwear that basically you should just not bother wearing underwear with it?
It's just for display.
Yeah,
it's just for
display.
Display.
But anyone who's wearing mesh hot pink underwear, just oh no, no.
But we were just there for a while. We didn't go anywhere after that. Just the bars, and just went back and hanged out here until 3. No, wait. Yeah, I hanged out in the lobby until 3. And I was just so tired. I had to wake up. I called you this morning. It's just about 9 or 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had to rest.
Yeah, you're like half awake.
Yeah.
Right? You're just like, I'm just in bed reading the news.
Mm. Anyway. Okay, so how about next year? There you go.
Yes. Overall, I have to say I'm very impressed with this year. Mac
did a great
Mac
job.
Mac knew his shit, and I hope he comes back next year.
Mac and the committee,
yeah, you
kudos.
Guys, you guys, yeah. I mean, coming from the point of view from an outsider who didn't pay for the venue, you ran a very well-oiled machine here, and I'm highly impressed. And impressed to the point where, yeah, I'll be paying for the package next year. And besides, it's TBRU 15. It's an anniversary run. So,
yeah.
And traditionally, the 15th anniversary is supposed to be the Crystal anniversary, so I want a drag queen dressed up as Crystal Carrington from Dynasty walking
okay.
around during TBRU 15.
I sure hope not. some comedian.
Yeah.
Who would be in drag.
Someone dressed as Alexis or something. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, well, actually, after this, we're going to go to the barbecue, and then around 4 o'clock, I got to drop off some friends, Roel and Michael. They're from the valley, and then I'm gonna drop them off the airport, and then go to the indoor. You guys gonna go to the bars?
No, we're going back to being domestics. So we have to go grocery shop. So,
oh, okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad you came, and it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Awesome, and probably I'll see you again if I ever go to Dallas. Probably on 4th of July, maybe, because we're gonna do that drive. We're gonna do that drive, and on 4th of July. I think we're going to pass by. There's a softball thing happening here.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So,
hopefully with my ball, I'll have more availability. So,
yeah,
I have no idea what my schedule is going to be like since I'm working in a 24-hour environment. Who knows?
Yeah.
So,
congratulations on that job. Okay.
Thank you. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For those who don't know, I finally got out of retail hell.
Okay.
So, no longer dealing with that shit.
Thank
so,
goodness.
I finally got a job.
Congratulations. Okay, so, yeah. Nightbug Entertainment.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's not under Nightbook though. It's the channel is youtube.com/ REB5574. Okay. And it's a combination of actual original comedy entertainment, and then plus also my personal blog, so you never know what you're going to get. I've also gotten involved with a channel called Collabpalooza on YouTube, and that's C-O-L-L-A-B.
Palooza.
Palooza, yeah. I have the dumb this morning. So.
Okay.
I also want to give a quick shout out to my pals, the Five Awesome Bears on YouTube. They're five awesome guys, especially Carlos and Eric. And
yeah, I've been hearing about them.
Yeah, they're good. Carlos, Eric, Loki. Oh God, I brain farted the other two guys.
Oh no, they're gonna kill
me.
They're
gonna kill me.
Okay.
Jeremy and God, I can't remember the Wednesday Bears guy. He's gonna kill me. But they're awesome guys. If you guys have checked out the Five Awesome Bears channel on YouTube, you need to. It's really good.
Probably put links on the website. Okay, so thank you again, Roy.
Wow. Thank you.
I missed you.
Wow. I know.
It's been a long time. Thank you everyone for listening. Catch us at bearpodcast.com. Email us at bearpodcast@gmail.com. MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, we're all there.
You swallowed all the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I did. I don't know.
Me too.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
Okay. And call the voicemail line 206-22-BEAR. Okay? And we'll catch you guys on next episode. Okay.
And we're back.
Yep, we're back. And yeah, it's great to have Roy in the show again. It's been...
Hi, Roy.
Yeah, it's a great experience. TBRU, I really suggest you guys who are listening, who have not gone, please come. The next one will be Bear Watch.
Bear Watch. All right, here's the Bear Watch promotion. The price goes up April 1st. Mm-hmm. Go Red Ball. Mm-hmm. We're already halfway sold out.
Really? Okay. I have a hotel room already. Yeah, I need to. I think I already registered. I think help me on that one. Yeah, so
better be sure.
I gotta make sure. I'll make sure before it.
Yeah, before the price goes up.
Yep, that's right. Also, the next one after that, the week after, is actually Bear Pride, and Mike and I are going.
Yeah,
yeah, cool. We're gonna go.
Are you going to Bear Pride, or are you just going there to watch all the hot men walk around in leather?
We're registered. We're gonna go for Bear Pride.
Okay.
And actually, very soon, also, we're gonna have the committee join us. So yeah, shout out to. David and Travis are the ones who I spoke to at TBRU, and we're going to have them in the show very soon. And, to talk about Bear Pride. It'll be exciting. And, I also got to meet, of course, Woofer and his sir, Robert. So you kind of talked about hibernation also. Just so good to see them again. Yeah, you met Robert. Robert
Louis.
Yeah, that's right. They're awesome, awesome guys. So, okay, some shout-outs to people I met. Arctic and Kevin. Arctic is where is he from? He's from New Jersey.
And Jersey.
He calls himself...
What accent?
He calls himself... I don't know. That's right, I forgot. I forgot to ask what accent he was in. But he's a... he's an Asian chaser. Yeah, he's with Kevin. Very nice guy. He's a very nice couple. And... yeah, they're listeners of the show. Thank you very much, guys, for supporting the show. Also, Tom from Maryland, he emailed us once. And, he's a great guy. Hanged out with him during lunch at the barbecue, and it was fun. And who else? What was today? Tony. I got to see Lando and Prentice. Yeah, Orlando during camping.
Orlando, yes.
Yeah. He's the other Pinoy who hangs out with us all the time during camping. Yeah. Oh, by the way, camping. Are you going to go camping next month with us?
No, because that's something going on that weekend.
Oh. Is it a secret, or is it a job you have to do, or is there something going on?
No, there's something specific going on that weekend.
Oh, okay.
And I looked at it because it's like, I can't remember what it is. It's like, crap, I'm going to be not going to be able to go.
Yeah, we'll be there at camping at Grosbeck again.
Oh, I got some interesting news. Well, yeah. Interesting comment that somebody said to me.
Okay.
You know, one of Chad's friends has been coming over to the house, hanging out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Chad told him that I thought he was cute.
Oh, okay.
So he coming, he'd been all shy and hadn't been talking to him. I came home the other day and he was in there washing clothes. And I thought Chad had done condiment in his laundry, but he brought his own laundry over here to do.
Okay. All right.
So I came home and he started talking to me, blah, blah. And he said, well, you'd be a very pretty guy if you just went on America's Biggest Loser.
Oh.
And I was like, you skinny little Asian bitch, you.
Fail.
Don't make me sit on you.
Bad chaser. Oh, my God. You might like it. He might like it.
I don't know.
We have a comment from...
That's okay. He has been banned. He's going to New Jersey.
Oh, is he really? Okay.
I'm having him deported.
Oh, okay. He was born there. What? Maybe that's...
No, he's from China.
Oh, okay. So. Should kick him out or something. Okay, we have a comment from Johnny. He was saying, what is it? Oh, maybe I'm just classy. Red sprude. But I think people ought to do better for themselves. This is a comment on Guerrilla Gay Bar in Midtown, Houston, episode 253. And it's just really a comment that you made to him, and he commented back. So, yeah.
What comment? What did I say? What did he say? What was that about?
I can't remember either. He says, maybe I'm just classy. It's Johnny.
Johnny Lee.
Johnny Random. He's one of our listeners. Okay. He says, maybe I'm just classy, but I think people ought to do better for themselves. I still love... he's commenting about what we talked about, the Louis, when there's a lot of pinning. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we compared it with the straight people in Bourbon Street, that they do the same. People showing their boobs and everything. Yeah, so, yeah. He says, you're looking forward to more Bear Podcasts. So, thank you, Johnny. Yeah.
Thank you for talking about Mr. Lee.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's not. It's not Lee. It's not Johnny Lee. Oh, okay, I should do a shout-out to our friend. His name is Mikey. He's from Atlanta. He gave me a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, we talked about Roy and I talked
massage
about
massage with happy ending.
No.
Wait till I tell Mike.
No, well, he knows already. I told him already, and I told him there's no happy ending. Yeah, we talked about it. I talked about it with Roy. So, yeah, he's very professional, Mikey. And go to bearpaws.org. Oh, sorry, bearpaws.biz. Bearpaws.biz. That's his website. And great. I'm going to see him at. At Bear Pride, I'm looking forward to it. He's a very nice guy, and I would recommend him to you if you want a massage during TBRU. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, we got David Tritico doing Bear Watch again this year.
Oh yeah, okay, we'll do that too. But that's for Bear Watch. But for TBRU next year, yeah, we can have. Okay, I guess that's it. Oh, what are you going to do this weekend?
I have no idea. Probably work.
You're not going to film anything, no.
Nope, we have enough to almost get the website started, so we want to go do some specific things that we want to do. Mm-hmm. We only need about 8 more videos, and we'll be set for a couple months.
I see.
Right now, it's all about getting the website up and rolling it out, so mm-hmm. all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I have a story. I got an email from my friend Shahram. He's... he's actually Persian Bear. I'm sure you've met him before. But he went to Turkey and he won Istanbul Bear 2009.
Sweet.
He's a sash queen. Okay, this is what I understand what happened, okay? So people from Turkey, if you're listening, please confirm. What happened was he went up there and he was just asked. Would you like to join the contest for Istanbul Bear? And he said, yeah, sure, why not? And probably a few minutes later, and the winner is Prince Shahram. I think that's what happened. That's what I heard. Okay, so they just gave him a scepter. They gave him a crown. See, it's not a sash. I guess this.
Oh, it's not a sash. It's not a real event then. You got to go sash.
Yeah, go sash. But... they gave him a crown. They gave him a scepter. So it's very king-like. Okay. So yeah, Istanbul. Congratulations.
Is the scepter a diamond-encrusted dildo?
No, not really. It's really just diamond-crusted. But I'm sure it can be used as a dildo. Yeah. So congratulations, Shahram, for winning Istanbul Bear 2009. We're going to give him a hard time when he comes back here in Houston. I think he sashayed the Texan way to win it. I don't know. I don't know what he did. But yeah. So I'll when he gets back here, we're going to give him a hard time about it. Yeah, so I'm excited to see stories how he really got that.
Which one of the judges did he do?
I don't know. It was really fast. As in, he just got on stage and just...
Was there no other contestants?
I'm not sure. Maybe he's the only contestant. Look at that. See, nobody in Turkey wants to be a contestant. So they picked one from Houston. Funny. I just found that funny. Okay, so yeah, that's it. I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Email us, nar.bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call our voicemail line. What's the voicemail line?
Oh, that is 206-222-2327. 206-222-BEAR.
Yep. Call us there, and we'll play it in the show. Go to MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. All the links are on the website at bearpodcast.com. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. I've been noticing people have been using that link. They're streaming this show on iPhones. I could see the logs. Okay, Ray, I will talk to you later, and thank you everyone for listening, and catch you guys in the next episode. Wolf send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.